You're listening to SBS News.
Maxine Evans was on her way home from a family holiday when her back started hurting for no reason. She got her children to take a look when they arrived home and they discovered a couple of itchy little spots. That was just the beginning of her ordeal.
I got really sick on the weekend and had very high temperatures. Didn't even know. Thought I'm just not well until I showed my girlfriend that I had spots on my chest. And she's a nurse and she just said to me, she goes, you've got shingles.
It was a shock for Ms. Evans, who was 55 years old at the time.
I thought shingles was for old people and I didn't even know that it was from the chickenpox virus. When I got told I had shingles, I'm like, but I'm not old. And they said it doesn't matter.
Professor Robert Boy is an infectious diseases expert from the University of Sydney. He says shingles affects at least 120,000 Australians each year and is most common among people who are over 50 or have compromised immune systems.
It goes up in risk a lot from the age of 50 and even more so in the 60s, 70s and 80s. If you live to be in your 80s, you've got a 50% chance of getting it. So it's a pretty common condition. I believe that if you live to 100, you've got a 100% chance of getting it.
Professor Boy says shingles is an infection that starts off in childhood as chicken pox.
Then the virus can hide in your nervous system, either in your spinal cord or in the back of your brain. And after decades, it can come back when you've got a problem like you're stressed or you've got another infection that weakens your immune system.
He says these are the typical symptoms.
You start with an itchiness in a part of your body, and then it develops into a little red rash, and then it develops into vesicles. That's where it looks like a pimple. And those vesicles can get very itchy and very painful. So that's the main way it presents. You may actually feel a bit fatigued as well, but the rash is the telltale sign that you've got shingles.
Maxine Evans says her shingles pain was excruciating.
I've described it as being a voodoo doll and having the devil inside you just poking you whenever they choose. Or somebody that doesn't like you a lot and you're repetitively being stabbed by a hot poking knife and it just keeps going and going and going and it never stops.
Professor Robert Boy says like with many viral diseases, the earlier shingles is detected, the more effective the treatment can be.
If you catch it early, see your GP and they can examine you and determine the severity and work out what treatment you need. But there are antivirals that can be used that are helpful, and there's also analgesics, pain relievers, that can be very helpful.
But he says receiving antiviral treatment for shingles doesn't necessarily mean you won't experience long-term complications.
Most people recover reasonably well, but a minority, 25 or 30%, have ongoing problems for at least 3 months, especially with pain, and that can lead to depression, and people can actually end up on antidepressants and painkillers because the pain can be so severe.
Maxine Evans is one of those people. She now lives with post-herpetic neuralgia, a condition that affects nerve fibres and skin, causing chronic pain.
It's just debilitating. You get to a point where you don't want to go out because even wearing clothes hurts. If you, say, want to go to a family function, you get there, you're so tired and you've got the shooting pain. People just can't understand why you've got it. So it makes you feel shocking, really, and sad.
Ms. Evans says she tried taking pain medication, but the side effects she experienced from it was so unbearable that she had to stop after about 2 weeks.
I'm happy, but I used to be such a vibrant person. I was working, I can't work now. It's really affected me big time.
Professor Robert Boy says prevention is better than a cure.
There's a chickenpox vaccine for babies and children that's very effective. And once you've had that vaccine as a child, your chance of getting shingles is probably reduced. However, there's a special vaccine for people age 50 or over against shingles that you can also have, and you can access that through your GP.
Amy Hall, SBS News.